Hello, this is Lakeisha Norton, and I come with the perspective of a woman of color, molded AB. I'm a woman confined to the Indiana Department of Correction, and I am currently at the Wabash County Correctional Authority. I am in SHU A210, which is known as the SHU, in Wabash County Correctional Facility. I got into this room on June 2nd, 2026, an officer pushed me in this room. I stepped out immediately because I seen mold, and I said to the officer, I cannot go in this room because it has mold in here. It's hazardous. Can you clean it before you put me in the room? He pushed me in the room. I reported it. The staff said that they did not see it on the camera, which is impossible for that not to have been a threat. And then I reported the issue of the mold growth. Since I've been in this room, the vent that blows out air, it is grown a spider web of sorts of mold out the vent. I have covered that vent up with a sheet of paper, and the mold is still pushing through it, and it is molding on the paper. But if I don't do that, the mold will be in my lungs more. And it's getting hard to hold that in there because it keeps opening up. And in the serrated door, which is a metal door that has holes in it that is akin to a Chinese checkerboard with the Chinese checker holes pierced all the way through, where you can put a candle right through it. There's black mold in there, spotted everywhere, visible, noticeable. And green furry mold, visible, noticed, identifiable, easily. And I have reported this. And Lieutenant Lefner came in the room once, but he didn't, and there was another officer present, Mrs. E, we call her. Her last name starts with a C. I can't think of it at this second. But he came in and seen the room and said he was going to get a power wash further to me. I said, okay. I thought he was going to be a man of his word as a lieutenant officer of the executive branch of government for the state of Indiana. But he did not do such a thing, which resulted in the mold on my walls growing towards my bed on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 walls in this room in big patches, and they're visible to me. And it's growing. So mold is a living organism and it's hazardous. This mold can harm me and others for that matter. It's not growing in this room and they're not moving. And to top it off, June 30th, our first officer injured my arm and my left shoulder and I'm in excruciating pain. I need to actually go to an outside bone specialist or someone to see the joint meat of this shoulder because it is terribly hurtful, like terribly so. And these individuals are not qualified here, individuals being the medical staff at the facility to handle it. And I sent many requests about it. So an injured woman with an injured arm that an officer injured because he was abusive towards me, pulling on my arm in a way that defies gravity with my body after I told him that my left arm was already too injured.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.